Ah, the most wonderful time of the year. Although, let's be honest, around the holidays, things really add up. But here's the good news. Only at Verizon, you can get a single line for $50 per month when you switch and bring your phone. So, while ice skating for two is definitely costing more, here at Verizon, you can save. Gifts for your third cousins? Steep. A single line with Verizon? Not so steep. A real tree? Pricey. A single line with Verizon? Less pricey. Flights to see Meemaw and Pops? Those are up. A $50 per month single line? That's down. Even a trip to the San Francisco Holiday Market will cost you more. But with Verizon, you can switch and bring your phone for just $50 per month for a single line on unlimited welcome, with autopay plus taxes and fees. All this to say, during the holiday season, when everything is costing more, you can get more for less right now at a local Verizon store. $15 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G, 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
It's hard to read the news these days without asking yourself, how did we get here? Fiasco is a history podcast from the co-creators of Slow Burn. In our first season, Bush v. Gore, we examine an unmistakable turning point in American politics, the 2000 election, which resulted in a high-stakes stalemate, ended with one of the most controversial rulings in Supreme Court history. So if you're trying to make sense of the present moment, check out Fiasco, Bush v. Gore. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
In the 21st century, your home is a symphony of energy. Digital devices, battery backup, EV charging, and you've got the power. With help from Schneider Home, think about automated energy control. Why do your appliances need a connected system? Well, because your energy use is streamlined, managing power and charging off-peak to optimize your savings and use, which is good for the planet and our wallets. It's like double savings from your friends at Schneider Home. Design your system at SchneiderHome.com today. You've got the power. In the 21st century, your home is a symphony of energy. Digital devices, battery backup, EV charging, and you've got the power. With help from Schneider Home, think about automated energy control. Why do your appliances need a connected system? Well, because your energy use is streamlined, managing power and charging off-peak to optimize your savings and use, which is good for the planet and our wallets. It's like double savings from your friends at Schneider Home. Design your system at SchneiderHome.com today. You've got the power.
Good morning, peeps, and welcome to Woke AF Daily with me, your girl, Danielle Moody, recording from the home bunker. Folks, I am sure you are aware of the news that broke over the Thanksgiving holiday weekend, which is that President Joe Biden has pardoned his son, Hunter, of his trumped up federal charges where he was to receive sentencing in the next couple of weeks. Now, I, for one, am actually shocked by the fact that Joe Biden managed to muster the courage to do the right thing. Joe Biden has been trapped inside of his presidency around returning America to long gone norms that Donald Trump not only broke, but doused in lighter fuel and then blew up over the last 9 years. When Donald Trump was leaving office, not of his own volition, of course, in 2020, he pardoned a slew of his inner circle, as well as Charles Kushner, Jared Kushner's father, all of them criminals, whether they had been charged for grifting, whether they had been charged with being potential foreign assets. I mean, you name it, from Paul Manafort, Roger Stone, Steve Bannon, Charles Kushner, Mike Flynn, the list goes on of the people who are criminals that Donald Trump pardoned. Hunter Biden is a recovering addict who didn't fill out a form correctly and evaded taxes for which he paid back with interest. How is that even remotely similar to the lies and the grift that Steve Bannon did by telling people to send him money and he's going to put a brick with their name on it to build a wall when he put that money in his pocket. Mike Flynn, who notoriously did not register as a foreign agent for Russia and is a foreign agent for Russia. And the list goes on and on and on. And so now you have people on the right who have this faux outrage over Joe Biden pardoning his son. And at the end of the day, like I had posted on social media over the weekend, I don't give a fuck. I could care absolutely less. There are plenty of things that I wish that Joe Biden would do on his way out the door, knowing that he is never running for election again, knowing that in many ways his legacy is tarnished, right? Whether you look at aiding and abetting a war criminal in Netanyahu in Israel, whether you look at the fact that he waited so long to say that he was not going to be running for re-election, which in many ways hampered the ability of Democrats to really fully rally and get on board when Donald Trump had so much runway. From his appointment to Merrick Garland, the worst attorney general in the United States, who is the reason why Donald Trump is now set to be the 47th and probably last president of these United States. The list goes on. We also know that Biden did a lot of good things, rolling out the vaccine, relieving student loan debt, lowering prescription drug costs, infrastructure, bipartisan infrastructure investment, electing Ketanji Brown Jackson, the first Black woman to serve on the Supreme Court. Obviously, his running mate, Vice President Kamala Harris, is the first female Black and Asian vice president of these United States. And so, like I have said from long time, that Biden's legacy is going to be very much a mixed bag. Very much a mixed bag. And when we're living in a time of lawlessness and a crumbling empire, what does legacy actually mean anyway? That will remain to be seen. But the pardoning of his son is the least of the things that Joe Biden will be remembered for. I just hope that now we don't ever have to utter Hunter Biden's name ever again. Moving on from that, as I've been saying on the Danielle Moody Show on YouTube, I am not interested in doing the blow-by-blow of all who is a part of Donald Trump's cabinet. I am not doing shows on every single announcement. I am not even participating on social media with regard to every single announcement. Because frankly, I don't care. And why do I say that? Because, folks, I have spent how many years now on this podcast talking about the dangers of Donald Trump getting into power again. I have talked about how many people inside of Donald Trump's circle are fascists and white nationalists. We already know where this is going, right? Because why? I have been talking about it for nearly a decade at this point. But there are some people that I do think that it's important to lift up. Not in the way to say, oh my God, isn't this person insane? But also to draw parallels to history that has loosely been left untilled by the mainstream. So we have right now, in the place of potential FBI director, Kash Patel. Kash Patel is a former federal prosecutor. He served, I think, in both like an advisory position with the National Security Committee, as well as, I think, in some position within the FBI. He is a right-wing sycophant. He is a Trump loyalist. He has said that one of the major roles that the FBI needs to engage in is going after a free press and going after Donald Trump's political opponents. Does this sound like anything new to anybody? It doesn't. Most recently, my girlfriend, who made the wrong decision of reading social media before going to bed, gave herself all types of anxiety and nightmares around the levers of power that Kash Patel was going to have at his disposal as FBI director. And then I had to remind her, and I'm going to remind all of you, the FBI has long been a very seedy organization with a lot of bad entities, bad apples that have been at the helm. It is supposed to be a largely apolitical, separate body, right? But we saw as recently with James Comey and his interference in the 2016 presidential election as it pertained to investigating of Hillary Clinton and her emails and what part that played in tipping the scales for Donald Trump and smearing Hillary Clinton's name and painting her as some type of alleged criminal. So you look back there. Then I say, go take a trip down memory lane to the man who headed up the FBI as its first director and was at the helm of the FBI for nearly 50 years, which was J. Edgar Hoover. J. Edgar Hoover used the FBI to surveil Martin Luther King and other Black liberationists, used the FBI to surveil citizens of this country who were against the Vietnam War, those that he said were quote unquote communists in a roundup of said individuals, largely found to be completely innocent of the trumped up charges and, you know, due process, which clearly went out the window. And there are so many other things that J. Edgar Hoover did while head of the FBI. So for us to, again, act as if things that Donald Trump is doing or is going to do are new, right? As if portions of the American population haven't been under surveillance, haven't been threatened, haven't been persecuted in ways by our own government for doing nothing other than wanting to be treated like full and equal citizens of this country. The only difference with Donald Trump is that, guess what? White people are going to get caught up in the fray as well. But Black people in this country are very well aware of how fucking corrupt the FBI, the Department of Justice, and other agencies have been as it pertains to our communities. This shit is not new. It just has new technology. And instead of lying and having a veneer of accountability or bipartisanship, all Donald Trump is doing is ripping that veneer down and being very open and brazen about the things that have been done undercover for decades at the hands of these agencies.
The most wonderful time of the year. Although, let's be honest, around the holidays, things really add up. But here's the good news. Only at Verizon, you can get a single line for $50 per month when you switch and bring your phone. So while ice skating for two is definitely costing more, here at Verizon, you can save. Gifts for your third cousins? Steep. A single line with Verizon? Not so steep. A real tree? Pricey. A single line with Verizon? Less pricey. Flights to see Meemaw and Pops? Those are up. A $50 per month single line? That's down. Even a trip to the San Francisco holiday market will cost you more. But with Verizon, you can switch and bring your phone for just $50 per month for a single line on unlimited welcome, with auto pay plus taxes and fees. All this to say, during the holiday season, when everything is costing more, you can get more for less right now at a local Verizon store. $15 monthly promo credits apply over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G, 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
These days, being an adult can feel more overwhelming than it does fun. Any kids out there willing to trade places? No? Worth a shot. You know who can rekindle the magic of childhood? Apple and Eve Juice. We were the first to put juice in a box, and 50 years later, we're still packing the joy. One sip of our fresh, delicious fruit taste, and you're right back to the goodness of being a kid. So when the grind dulls your shine, tap your inner child to reclaim it. Shop Apple and Eve in store today, and let's kid ourselves.
If you're a parent like me, you're always looking for ways to help your children thrive. I discovered a unique block set that my kids absolutely love. They're called Jelly Blocks. My kids love to squeeze, stretch, and squish these blocks. They're filled with sand, foam beads, and crunchy stars, and are completely safe for little ones. I love them because I don't have to worry while they play. They love them because they're so much fun. Your kids will love Jelly Blocks. Available now on Amazon.
Make this season a memorable one with Wonderfold. Wonderfold's high-quality family stroller wagons are on sale now with 40% off select accessories and 20% off select wagons. From two-seaters, four-seaters, to even six-seaters, perfect for everyday family adventures, from park days to the zoo and everything in between. Parents love the ease and comfort it brings to outings. And the littles, they'll have a blast riding in comfort and style. Visit Wonderfold.com today to shop our holiday deals.
This Black Friday and Cyber Monday, upgrade your home with the Jackery Solar Generator 5000 Plus. For a limited time, snag the ultimate backup power solution at an unbeatable price, just $2,999. The Jackery Solar Generator 5000 Plus can be integrated directly into your home through a Jackery Smart Transfer Switch, providing all-around reliability and convenience of whole home emergency backup. Don't miss this exclusive deal. Visit Jackery.com now and get peace of mind. Sustainable power for your life. Jackery style.
You know, folks, I'm at a place where I am walking myself back from my anxiety and depression, because what I'm recognizing and what I'm coming to understand is that this shit is not new, right? There are new players and there will be new technological tactics that are used with AI and facial recognition and what have you. But we signed over our rights to George W. Bush with the Patriot Act in order to give away some of our civil liberties in the name of safety following 9/11. So to believe as if all has been on the up and up with the United States and, oh no, now all of a sudden here comes Donald Trump and the country is going down the tubes. Yes, in many ways that is true, but also understand the real history that America has been associated with and the dirt that America has been doing. So once you start to kind of wrap your mind around this, there is more of this sense of like, okay, so if the ancestors figured out how to move forward in times of strife and oppression and heightened white supremacist violence, then we will too. That is what it's going to be. I continue to say that a lot of people are going to lose their lives and their livelihood and their liberty. Right? When all is said and done, and we don't know when all will be said and done, because it won't be 2 years, it won't be 4 years, it will be a very long time. But the fact is that if we want to understand how we move forward in this moment, then I encourage everyone to actually begin to read history and understand where we have been, the real history. What came up over the holiday, which I hope all of you enjoyed with your family and friends, what came up with my family as we were talking about politics and like moving this country forward is basically my mom said to me, you know, Danielle, you know what I'm realizing? And I said, what? And she said that America has been built on nothing but lies, that everything that we have been told about America is a lie. And she's like, and the more that you learn, the more that your eyes are open to the heinous, heinous history of America. So my mother, as you all know, is an immigrant, right? She became a citizen about, I think, 30 or some odd years ago from Jamaica. And so she had to take, right, the citizenship test. And I will tell you that immigrants to this country are way more versed in our history than natives of this country. We were lamenting the fact that my family gave up their citizenship to their home country because they never imagined that they would be going back or need to go back to live there. They had made it. They had made it to America. And now here we all are, where my family is thinking about reinstating their Jamaican citizenship and moving back as a point of safety. And watching America crumble, they could have never imagined 30, 40 years ago when they arrived that this is where we would be. And so it is this unnerving that is happening right now in this country where this idea of being woke is about being conscious to reality, like waking up from a daydream that would have had America be this shining beacon on a hill that just went around doing good in the world and bringing democracy to places. And all of it is bullshit. America only goes to places where they have their own vested interests in that are steeped in capitalism, manifest destiny, and wealth building. When we see other nations that are being ravaged by civil war, that are being ravaged by horrible dictatorships, and we say, why isn't America intervening? And people say, oh, well, we can't be everywhere. Bullshit. We're not intervening because we have no vested interest in that place. And upholding, right, humanity and basic decency isn't enough. So it's like, again, I had asked the question over the holiday, did Donald Trump break America or did Donald Trump reveal America? And the response has been overwhelming that Donald Trump revealed America to itself. He is just as representative of who this country is and who it has always been, as is Vice President Kamala Harris and Barack Obama and Joe Biden, right? He too is America. And it's not its underbelly. It's just what we have chosen to look away from because the truth is really dirty. When you actually Google Thanksgiving, and you don't get like the bullshit pilgrim and the, oh, and the feast and this, that, and the other thing that we lied about. And instead it was a utter fucking massacre to people that were welcoming to the new settlers. And then the response that they received was chicken pox, rape and torture and murder. Then you understand that it wasn't, oh, these wonderful, you know, religious people that came and settled to this new world. It was a bunch of fucking barbarians.
At Arizona State University, we're bringing world-class education from our globally acclaimed faculty to you. Ranked number one in innovation for 10 consecutive years and number two among public universities for employability, ASU isn't just ahead of the curve. It's creating new paths to success. Earn your degree from the nation's most innovative university. Online. That's a degree better. Explore more than 300 undergraduate, graduate, and certificate programs at asuonline.asu.edu.
In the aftermath of a transformative election like the one we just had, it's hard to read the news without asking yourself every 5 seconds, how did we get here? That's exactly what we're always trying to figure out on Fiasco, a history podcast from the co-creators of Slow Burn. In our first season, Bush v. Gore, we examine an unmistakable turning point in American politics, the 2000 election, which came down to a recount in Florida and ended with one of the most controversial rulings in Supreme Court history. In many ways, it's the beginning of the story we're living through right now. So if you're trying to make sense of the present moment, check out Fiasco, Bush v. Gore, and find out how a statistical tie in the Florida vote count put the nation into an unprecedented holding pattern, during which American voters waited with bated breath find out whether Al Gore or George W. Bush would be the next president of the United States. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
I need directions for paying down debt.
Starting route. Apply for a SoFi personal loan and consolidate your debt into one fixed payment.
Huh.
Turn right into a positive outlook and get $5,000 to $100,000 as soon as the same day you sign with no fees required.
Got it. You could get out of high-interest credit card debt with a SoFi personal loan. View your rate at SoFi.com/debt in 60 seconds with no impact to your credit score. Loans originated by SoFi Bank N.A., member FDIC. Terms and conditions at SoFi.com/debt. NMLS 696891.
When's the last time you shopped at Express? I was just on their site the other day, and I added so many sweaters to my cart. Their holiday collection is that good. I'm dying to get my hands on their hyperstretch jeans, too. They look so comfortable. And their suits, they have countless five-star reviews. I'll grab one for my next holiday party. Honestly, you don't even have to shop anywhere else this season. They've got it all covered. Head in store or online at express.com now to see for yourself.
So, you know, folks, the thing that I just want to offer is that sometimes the way forward is found by looking backward, not resting in a place in the past, but really understanding that, again, what is being disrupted here by Donald Trump is not actual laws, but norms. What he is doing is lifting a veil or the hood, right? And these people are proud white nationalists, whereas others that have been in these positions have pretended and gaslit the public into being something other than what they are. But the fact of the matter is that America has never lived up to its ideals and principles, and there have always been people that have been living under oppressive regimes and the thumb of white supremacy, the boot of white supremacy and patriarchy. And we have used those that have managed, above all else, to find themselves in some form close to the top of the pyramid of hierarchy. But the fact is that those are the exceptions, not the rule. So if we are to actually really figure out a way forward, then we need to get to the root of the root and stop pretending that, quote unquote, this isn't who we are, when in fact it is who America has always been. That is it for me today, dear friends, on Woke AF. As always, power to the people and to all the people power. Get woke and stay woke as fuck.